Channel 2, right? And the continuation of the visit with Mr. Weaver this Tuesday after supper, the 26th of October, 71, with Mark, a barber session. Channel 2, right? And beginning of the continuation of the visit with Mr. Weaver this Tuesday after supper, the 26th of October, 71.
You want me to give you one?
No, I'll let mine grow.
You haven't seen nobody cut hair?
I used to. I haven't seen you. I'd like to see you cut it.
I forget. Do we have this on?
Yeah.
I believe you're going to be still too high.
He's just concerned if it's too high.
That's not right.
I'm sort of sitting on a knot here.
Another pair of clippers here. I've been trying to get to work. I don't know where I'll make it or not.
That's right.
You need a pen?
No. No, I don't think so. Now, pull that chair over there, Mr. Weaver, so nobody can walk.
So walk in between here.
That's what happened to it before, you see. Mm-hmm. That little lady over there.
This is long enough to go.
She's the one that's
I may
done
have
it.
To bring you around over here a little far. Turn you around when I go to cut. I reckon I will. I'll get that for you. I'm trying to get these to work.
I got a clothespin. Give me a clothespin there.
Pretty
thing.
Good.
Yeah.
He's fixing you up.
Yeah.
Just like they do in the barbershop.
Yeah.
I run the barbershop over 20 years.
Really? That long?
Yeah. Besides a lot of work that I've done for. Yeah, I used to have a two-chair shop in the pool room up here in town. Making over.
We got all sorts of lights, haven't we?
Yeah, that's plenty of lights.
I'm telling you, it's been. I don't.
I'm going to show them the first clippers that I used back in about 12 and 13. 19, 12, and 13. Let me see, I believe they. Right here. Show the kind of clippers we used there.
Oh!
Old time?
Yes, sir.
here's the kind we had before we got electric clippers.
Oh, yes.
They'll cut it yet, too.
Oh, they will.
I got about three or four pairs of them. Of course, the blades need shotting and don't cut. This is the only pair that I have cut.
Yeah.
You see, here's the way you had to do it then. I can turn you a little bit this way, Lance. See, here's the way you done it then. You see, you start off like this, you see.
Yeah, it looks like it does pretty good.
It's on a slow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's
slow. It's slower than this. You see, if these will cut now, these may not cut. I got them to work pretty good. You can't make the sound in exactly right.
That's better.
I'm trying to fix them for a fella. They don't want them to do that. Now I had them fixed and working pretty good, but I don't know. They just take no account. Keep them.
Oh, is that it?
Mm-hmm. They're just no good, I don't
know. Oh, that's got that long cord on it. That's not the pay. Not
no,
the
this
one you
the
had.
Ones I had, you see. I never have got them to cutting. And I was trying to fix these for a fella, and I had them in pretty good shape, but like it's not working right. This belongs to be screwed down like that.
Yeah.
I don't think he's got much clippers.
I got some tape in there.
I can mash it with my hand, maybe. I had those things. What's making them do that? Cold weather? I had them where they just as you couldn't hear them on hard.
Oh, really?
They're not doing that the way last time I used them. But that don't matter if they're still cut. Something in here. I fooled somebody else's clipper. Let me turn you this way just a little bit.
You have to hold them level, Mr. Weaver.
They won't take it at too far high speed.
Oh,
you won't take it good, but they cut this down here good.
Oh, does it?
I'll take the other one and do that taping with it. In the chair. Turn you around, I'll get this down here, then I'll take the air and shiver and get that. Cut that, when it comes up that way, they won't cut.
Oh.
They cut that if I hold right next to the skin. That's not the correct way to hold them, the way I'm holding that, but here's the way you're supposed to hold them. Uh-huh. If I had cuts, I can taper that out just as nice for those. But it won't cut.
They don't like to.
They don't like that.
Don't like to do that.
I think I can get along faster with the other one.
Well, that's the worst part of it, isn't it?
No. Now I'll turn it right around this way. I can use these anyway. It won't be pulling in the cord. Don't get too close to the table. Oh, he wants it to use it, doesn't he?
Yeah, now that's more like it, Mr. Weaver.
You know, it makes quite so much noise, isn't it?
That takes me way back.
That's way back when you were a boy.
Yes, sir. And I always knew that pretty soon it would go along smooth, and then the first thing you know, it would seem like a little hair or two would catch in there, and you just take it on with him. Now has old Doofunny been back?
Who's that?
Jack?
No, I seen him. He hollered at me last week or two. I haven't seen him. He hasn't been around.
But he did speak to you.
Yeah, yeah. He hollered at me as he passed.
Well,
he wasn't. I was uptown where I happened to see him as he passed by.
Well, is he getting so much money he don't have to economize or something?
I don't know. I reckon. He's still up at the university, I reckon.
His wife work?
I don't know what she's working on. I think she is.
Well, he really went in the hog business at the wrong time, didn't he?
Yeah, he sure did. Them hog business ain't no good now. Not if you have to buy your feed like he is.
Yeah. And then couldn't sell them to boot.
Couldn't sell them for what he had in them.
He couldn't sell them at all without all that cholera, you know.
Oh, yeah. They got that started again?
I haven't kept up with it, but they had it going a long time.
You know what, all in the world, you know what they got to do to get rid of the cholera?
I thought they'd get rid of it, but just...
They won't do it by vaccinating the hog.
Vaccinating the hog.
I tell you now, they won't never do that. You know how to get rid of it? Kill the buzzards. That's the way we got rid of it in Alabama. Yeah. And everything that dies, bury it.
Yeah.
Put feet in the ground.
You don't need to bury it. Just put kerosene on it.
Well, it's better to bury it. Well, we had to bury it 4 feet under the ground. And you know what? The oldest grown people never heard of cholera up there.
Yeah.
Now then, last time I was up there, or next to the last time, I seen some buzzards that come back in there. But see, it used to be when I was a kid, it's $5 fine to kill the buzzards. They wanted them to raise to eat up the carcass, you know.
Yeah.
And come to find out this water scattering the diseases.
Wonder how they did it.
They'd eat with diseased cows, you know, and then fly over and drop, and then the hogs come along and eat that, you know.
Oh, they'd eat it.
Yeah. And that's the way they scattered. You know that?
No.
You didn't?
I could see it that might happen.
Well, that's the way it was, and then they got to paying $5 for you to kill them.
Oh, they put a bounty on them.
Yeah, the state you did. You see, used to is $5 if you kill one. Of course, you'd have to kill one of them when I was a kid.
Is that right?
Now the state has one done it. You see, they got a experiment station out of Auburn, Alabama, you know. They test out everything.
Yeah. Well, now, do you up there, did you all have both kinds of the buzzards?
Both kinds of what's called con crow and the buzzard?
No.
One of them was, See,
you got these regular old buzzards, the turkey buzzards.
Uh-huh.
And then you got this other kind, I believe there are more of them down here than anything else, is them, what they call the black buzzard. And there's a whole lot of difference in them, you know.
Mm-hmm. I hadn't noticed down here about the different ones. That's all to the same buzzard.
Yeah.
Looked like about the same buzzard. We had one, they looked a little bit different up there, I think. But been so long since I thought about anything like that, so I don't remember exactly.
Well, I'll tell you, they can really do away with a carcass.
Yes, sir, they sure can. Now, mm-hmm. It don't take them long. Mm-hmm. And they can smell the 10 miles, I reckon.
Yeah.
And go and find it.
Yeah.
They're just moving all the time, Mr. Weaver.
Yes, they're flying in the air.
Yeah. I don't know whether the sight or the smell. I guess both of them.
Now, if you don't smell something bad, you get around a bunch of young ones. Let them. That's the way they can run everything away as vomiting and stuff. And the boy, you'll get away too, run into a nest of them.
Did you ever do that?
Yeah. And as soon as I found out what was that, I was gone.
What sort of places did they have in this? Up high?
What's that?
Where would they nest?
In treetops and places like that.
Yeah.
And in bluffs and cliffs up there in Alabama.
Yeah.
You can check with bluffs.
Yeah.
Build their nest.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what though, Mr. Miles, I've seen something happen over here. You know, over here at the Richardson Ranch on Cedar
yeah.
Ranch. back over on the other side of 441.
Yeah. Now, can't you get it a little
yeah.
more light there?
Yeah, it makes it easier.
Richardson Ranch.
Yeah, not this Richardson here, Davidson, not these.
Yeah, the old Simon Ranch.
Yeah, Simon Ranch. Over there at the Horn place, back up on the hill, going
oh, yeah.
to the county line,
yeah.
you know where that is?
Yeah, I know where the Horn place
there's
is.
There's ravens, where there's a big palmetto patch and a lake up on top of the hill.
Right? Yeah.
And
there's that house right at the lake, isn't it?
Right close, one of
yeah.
one of there's a house right close to one of the lakes.
Is that that old Horn place?
Yeah, they're right at the old tobacco barn there. There's a little lake right there, but there's another one back around there. Well, I carried Jimmy, you know, that day.
Mm-hmm.
Back out there in the tree, they've cut that timber down now, but I'd always see that in pine trees over there, there'd always be a raven nest up there. And they'd raise. And the dogs would go out of here, and I'd be sitting there waiting on the dogs to come back, and can we raise that up a little bit or not?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's all right. Now I won't have to turn you so much. I'd watch and listen at them, watch them feed and come feed those young ones, you see. Waiting for dogs to come back in there. They'd, while they'd come back in there running, see it. I just wait. And I had my dogs trained to come back over there at the Horn place to me to pick them up. And carry them home. So that I'd watch those for years there. I don't know how many years. So that one day I was over there and I kept hearing them hollering, young ones and old ones hollering, you see. That's while here come a big drove. Come in, they're just going round and round, getting a little closer, around
yeah.
and they
yeah.
round and round.
Yeah.
You know how they'll do
yeah.
that? And they got right over that tree and they kept hollering to these, and after a while I watched these others get up and go up to that. It looked like there's 50, 75,
yeah.
or maybe 100 ravens in that, and they're flying around this way hollering.
Yeah.
And when they left.
Now you talking about crows?
No, ravens.
You mean them old
ravens.
Buzzards?
No, not buzzards nor crows, it's ravens. And it's a different bird. So that when they left, they went getting a little high, going right straight up from my tree, and they went plumb out
yeah,
of sight,
yeah.
And they went them for a mile or two.
Yeah.
And the sound went right straight out, right up, and
yeah.
I've never seen another raven back there, and that's been about 10, 12 years ago.
Oh, really?
I've never seen another there. And I wanted to go back when Jimmy's over there. I wanted to go back over and see. Of course, they'd cut the trees down that those are raised in, you see. They'd cut
yeah.
the timber.
Yeah.
But those trees stayed there several years after the ravens left there.
Yeah.
And I've never seen another one since.
Huh.
It round in here. It's a different raven to, it's a different bird to a buzzard or a crow.
Yeah. Well, that's...
I imagine you've seen ravens, maybe didn't know what it was, but they holler, but they don't holler like a crow.
Yeah.
So, of course, buzzards hardly ever makes any noise.
That's right, they don't do that.
Crow does. They crow always has one in the crew watching and listening.
Yeah.
While the others are feeding.
That's right. A buzzard just don't make any noise.
You don't see him, you don't know where he's around or not. He's probably close, getting close enough here to his wings.
Yeah. Well, that's curious, isn't it? Looks like they'd have some sort of call, don't they?
They don't, though. I don't know. They may have some way of talking to each other.
Talking to each other.
They do. Everything else does, nearly.
Yeah. Huh. Well, the only thing I ever noticed about buzzards is one of them would get over the carcass and the others would try to slip up and get a bite, you know, and that the other one would try to run them off.
Yeah, I've seen them do that, too.
As if there wasn't enough there for all of them.
And plenty for them all.
Yeah.
Did you know they really like a dog? Dog meat?
Oh, you mean they have a choice?
Yes, sir. They really eat a dog. Unless it's poison. They won't eat a poison dog, and there's nothing else harmless poison.
Yeah.
It's funny as they know that, too.
Yeah, so it'd be hard to beat them, wouldn't it?
Yes, it's hard to poison the buzzard. They say you can't poison them. I don't know why nobody tried to. In fact, I never have tried to poison anything. I figured that was a pretty bad death.
Yeah.
Rats. I don't try to poison rats. I catch them in a steel trap. Of course, I reckon just bad one way it is another.
Yeah.
But I'm afraid I poisoned something I don't want to poison, somebody's valuable pet or something.
You know you weren't.
If I put out poison.
That's right.
See, anything comes along and gets it, you see, it's poison.
You won't be there to see.
I know.
Gets it.
And it don't know it until it's done eating.
Yeah. And you won't know who got it.
Mm-mm. Well, usually what you're trying to poison don't get it. There's a slick root to the thing like that.
Yeah.
Did you know I killed 57 rats with my rifle around the place one year up there that I counted, and I hit a lot of them. I never did shoot a little shot in it.
Mm-hmm.
They came in there one time, and you could see an old rat with a little bitty young ones about that long, you know, coming just bringing through their arrows at the house up there in town.
Yeah. You can't see with that thing over there, can you?
Yeah, I can see.
Huh?
I can see. I just have to, your hair grows different ways there. Especially when it gets long, like I better get this time.
Well, now look, if it matters, all right, but that thing blinding me.
What, blinding you?
Yeah.
There are two lights, not too good for me. if I can get around you to get you house.
I'll move.
I tell you, you just can't let him go that long, Mr. Weaver.
Well, I kept thinking that I'd get over here, you know, and I hadn't seen you, and...
Yeah. Well, I kept thinking, you see, that Jim and Suzanne would be around.
I haven't seen them, either one of them, in over a week.
Well, you see, they really held on now that with him working at making the sandwiches.
Well, they don't get around much, do they?
They don't get around much.
They're not too common.
No, they don't. Every afternoon they go out and feed that colt, and I tell you, I wish they'd do something with that colt. And then you see they come out there and see your dogs or something like that.
Well, you ought to see them. That's right.
They don't. They just let you go.
No, they go out and feed him every day.
They come out and feed it every day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
they got him up to close to town.
Oh.
Anything you want to tell Mark, guys?
Well, he knows everything.
Yeah, I could finish that up. We've got a strand of barbed wire.
Yeah.
Put on.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that working all right, Mark?
Yes, sir. That winch is beautiful. That winch is the solution to
Mr. Weaver, I got a little winch, a little come along, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's got a hook on both ends. And you know, when you use them for the stretching the wire, they got a little groove.
You
there.
Cut them?
Oh, thank you. I'm scared too.
You know, way that I start off teaching, and the one I tell them cut it a little bit, then let them cut down the gap, but then
yeah.
Enough hair left, you know, until then I can straighten it up and don't bother.
Yeah.
And I've taught a lot of people how to cut hair. That's
like a good way to teach.
Yeah.
You finish it up.
You see, this looks easy, but it's hard to do. It takes a lot of practice to do it that way.
With just plain scissors, you
see, I can cut it with either one of the clippers or with just shears.
I don't see how you did it even on each side. That seems difficult.
That takes a lot of practice,
thing.
You don't know.
Yeah.
And you don't learn it in one day either. I used to work with a lot of barber college students, you know. And I would go ahead and cut the hair, you see, and people would come back, and I'd be busy all the time in the shop, and these students wouldn't, and I'd never been to barber college, you see. But way I learned it, I went into, I'd go in, right into town where I got my hair cut and watched the best barbers cut hair. And I didn't pay no attention to these because it wasn't very good, you know. I'd watch the one that was the best to cut the best head of hair, and that's the way I learned how to do it.
And there was a good bit of difference in them?
Yes, sir. I never did have one to come out of college that could cut hair as good as I could. I don't mean brag. I don't mean I'm boasting now about that. But they didn't teach them. I'd teach some of these students things they didn't teach in the college.
Mm-hmm. What did you do when you were learning? Did you just walk right up to the barber and just kind of stand close?
Didn't say nothing. Just sit back over and watch him how he did.
Oh.
And
kept on talking.
And just didn't pay no attention like that of anything, but. That's where I learned how to carpenter and all these things. Walk around a carpenter, you know, and just watch him, how he did it, why he did it, you know.
Yeah.
And you can do that just as good as you can any other way. Best thing to do, when I went to carpentering a few years ago, the last time, I wanted to get with someone of them to do all the figuring, you know, because I was tired of that. And me not have to do the figuring, you see. And the very first thing they'd tell me to take so-and-so and go and do so-and-so. Then I had to go ahead and lay it out and do all the figuring for them.
How about that?
I was trying to get out of that. See, I'd done a lot of book work and bookkeeping. And I decided I wanted to use the saw and hammer and nails and let the other fella do the figuring, you see.
Yeah.
And I got into it that way, and I worked a year or two, you know, with them. different companies, I'd get disgusted and take, if we run out of work, you know, I'd take off a while. And so I'd join the union, and I got to thinking about it. I said, you know, if I can figure this year out for these big companies and make that money, I can figure it for myself. And I went out to work for myself then. And I found then, after I contracted a job or two, I found out this, that it wasn't the price you paid you men, it was the quality of work that they could do. And the highest price was the cheapest. Where I paid them, got the best carpenters, I made more money, and I didn't have to watch them. I could just go ahead and say, you go ahead and do this, pick the so-and-so, you know, and go on. And they could do it. Well, if I got a man that I'd stay there and watch him, I could do it before he could. Do it myself. And he didn't, it didn't pay off. I'd lose money on a contract job. I noticed that the big companies, they didn't kick on the price. They never did say nothing about giving me the price for where I was working at for. I reckon the right one didn't come along and catch me, or they would have. But the superintendent would come by, and I've had him be standing over me. I'd be working, you know, and be standing behind him, see his shoes. And they'd stand there watching me for what I was doing on jobs. Now, I worked for Old and Horn over here at the airport at Wilson a while. And so I was cutting out the side of a building and telling my helpers of what size board, what kind of material to bring me, and what length to bring me. He was good. And my first two or three days, I had a good one. And I cut out the side of a garage, you know, and when the pig went and measured the windows and the doors and everything, and when I got it all cut out, you know, and we nailed it up, everything fit when we got across the building. Well, I heard the foreman tell the superintendent that he did, that after we wouldn't be just a little work the next day to do that until we got in some more material. And he says, Weaver ain't no carpenter. Says, we won't need him after today as a foreman, you know. And he told him to the superintendent. And heard him say, we can tell from the looks of his tools. And my tools, in fact, all of them was in the toolbox, except in my car. I didn't take them out and put them on the job, because on those big jobs, they didn't steal them. And I just had bought a new hatchet. And he got up on the building the next day, you know, and he threw that hatchet way out in the weeds, you see, off that building. Mm. And I couldn't find it. Me and my helper couldn't find it that afternoon. And he got my new hatchet and told me he wouldn't need me anymore, and so that they wanted some yardage of dirt figured, you know, and needed someone to do that, you see. And Mr. Rowe, the superintendent, one of the superintendent, and I asked some of them, I said, get you all figured that yardage of dirt and do that inspecting for them? They said, no. And he kept asking. The second time he came back to ask if there was anyone in that crowd that could figure yardage of dirt. And I told him, I said, yes, I can. But he said, you wait right here, he said, I'm going to put you right to work. And so I went on out there and checked the yardage of the dirt, you know, that they just put in and turned it in that night. And when I turned it in, the bookkeeper looked at me and he looked at that. Looked at the form that I drew up, you know. And I says, well, you can't read it? He said, no, that isn't it. He says, who drew up this form for you? I said, I did it. Well, he said, that's the best thing I've ever seen drawn up. He said, I wish all of them would do it. Well, fix them that way. I said, well, you got it right there. Just go ahead and tell the other men to do the checking, to draw them up one and sure give it to them. Then they can do it after with that. Yes, but studied bookkeeping. And I said, I never did study any bookkeeping owners. Took a course through the mail. Didn't take the bookkeeping. But I got my main experience is watching somebody keeping books.
Yeah.
Just looking on. And see the best ones and the best stenographers, you know.
Well, I'd like to learn that way.
You can learn. You just got to watch what the other fellow's doing. Don't, and a lot of people think that you can't talk and work. You can. It don't bother me. I can talk and you be sure just the same. But don't do like I did when I was keeping some books. Of course, I do this for my own self, you see. I got to where I could talk to a man and write to and listen to somebody else. I didn't think I could ever learn that, but after I learned how that the other bookkeepers did it, now the way you do that, you don't keep your mind on one thing, your mind's on one thing at a time. It goes from one thing to the other the whole time, right back from one to the other the whole time. Like, I was listening to you and someone talking and talking to you and riding, like I'm working here. My mind would be going just this way, just like a wheel turning.
But you could do your job. You catch
all of this and you get enough of it until you can use it. Ain't that where you find it?
But I don't know quite how you could do that with bookkeeping, Mr. Weaver.
I didn't understand it either, but you can, till I got to practice in it.
Yeah.
Now, you see, where it is, you don't think of these two things at the same time. But you come around just like this wheel, son. You've seen things catching things right quick, you know. And you get three of them.
The wrong side.
Yeah.
You're getting three. You see, you can take your hand this way and lift this hair up this way and cut it off.
Yeah.
Cut it off just as much as you want to put it up like that.
Yeah. Look at that. Okay.
Yeah, I'm good.
Well, you know
I
what you can do.
I have a yoga class.
Well,
it'll be tomorrow or the next day.
The next day would be fine.
It'll
be all right.
By Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, by Thursday.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Weaver. I hope to see
well,
you.
Well, mighty glad to meet you, and we hope to see you again.
Okay.
He has a heart class?
What's that? Oh, you told Dad.
Yoga.
Yoga class, Mr. Weaver, whatever that is. We ought to got him to tell us about it, oughtn't we?
Yes, I want us to get to someone to tell us about these things. I like to learn. That's educational to you.
Yeah.
I don't mind talking and telling anything if it's going to help someone, but I don't care about that. When I was in business and I took a course in bookkeeping over to... In business, it's different than teaching.
Yeah.
Business, you tell nothing about your business.
Yeah.
Of course, reading I tell now, of course, I'm not in any of these kind of businesses now.
Oh, that's right. When you're in business, you can't talk too much.
You don't tell nothing. You can't. And it's in... I read that when I was taking a bookkeeping course, and I'd had the experience, and I didn't need it. And that ain't no kidding. I'd watch the other people who worked in stores and watch them how they kept the books and read letters from these best stenographers you see and things like that. That's the way I learned. I just used a hunt and pick system and typewriting. I used to do all my typing.
Oh, did you?
And I can't do anything harder now. I can't keep the pains I have now keeps me from makes me forget, you know, what I was trying to think. See, I've had bad headaches for the last few years on low blood pressure headaches.
Yeah.
And that's worse than high.
If your circulation at night, now if you just sleep a little while and then get up and move around a little bit, wouldn't that help?
Get out and walk. A lot of times I will load my dogs and go hunting and come back and feel good the next day and lie down and go to sleep.
Is that right?
Is that right?
And you see, lots of people wonder why I keep those dogs. I don't get to hunt them now. I've got no place much to hunt them. But it keeps me doing something and taking exercise and keeping myself. And I say I can't hold a job now because I may go to a job and I got to, I may have to turn around and walk off on it. And go on and not say nothing much. I have to go and lie down and get quiet. And it makes it bad on me. Now I can take a foreman job and carton the work and go out and hold that right now. But sometimes I take a spell, I just can't think.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it bad on me to try to get by. It's tough when you get, when you wire out. I tell them I'm just wore out all over.
Yes. But then they see you just working around just like nothing has happened and they don't believe what you say.
No. Well, you take, I've had the people right downtown told everybody never seen me do a day's work in their life.
Yeah.
And things like that.
Yeah.
All like that. When
you're busy all the time. You're moving around doing something all the time.
I can't stay still long. I've got to get up to make my blood circulate.
Well, I know, but you did that long before you had any circulation.
I used to get up and go all the time. I always liked to have something to do to employ my mind and everything, keep me accurate.
What was that we asked Mr. Weaver one night, you know, if he ever had a little hammock or anything there where he could take a rest?
Yeah.
Go in there and sit out, I could just go in and lie down, and you don't want to get in bed every time you lie down, and I've got it fixed that now where I can just lie on the down porch, you know, and just peace out, and then I've made me a peg that I can lie down and be sitting up near.
Oh, really?
And rest that away. See, my blood don't circulate good enough, you know, and I have to get up and let it get from my feet.
Yeah.
Come back to my stomach, you see.
Yeah.
It makes it hard on me sometimes because if I go to working, I take little jobs every once in a while, and they get kind of peeved at me because they want me to work a certain time. I can't do that.
Yeah, yeah. They want a deadline.
Well, you can't go to after you wire out and get like in the shape that I'm in at times, you can't go and do these things.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
You'll get like that cow you was out here. She couldn't get out and walk, could she?
No.
I've had a bad leg and for the last 12-15 years.
Is that long?
Yeah, I can't walk without this leg bound up from here to here to my knee. I don't.
12-15 years?
No, I take it off at night, but I use a bandage all the time on it. Have been about 12-15 years. Got a ruptured blood vessel in my right leg there.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that causes blood clots, you know, that bad. Yeah. You couldn't hardly believe I could walk. You just try to take it off and walk around there a few minutes.
Yeah. Mr. Weaver, old Jim Means been back recently?
Yeah, he comes in now to get me to clip his hair and shave him every once in a while.
Does he stay there long?
Just long enough to get what he wants and go. Get his hair.
He never has had any more use for Mickanoka, has he? Since they let him out of that job over there.
Yeah. And, see, Marion County beat him out of that farm at Bateman, that garage up down there.
Yeah.
And he hasn't got no use for none other than Marion County.
Yeah.
He don't go to see anybody, many people around Mickanoka there. He just goes home and works.
Yeah.
He's a hard working brother. Jim's a pretty good old boy.
Yes, he is. That's it, you know. He is. He is a good old boy.
He's a good worker.
He's no football, baseball player.
Yeah, I know it. I played him in the game with him. And played against him several times.
Yeah. What kind of car did he have back there, Mr. Wheeler?
Car?
Mm-hmm.
A model Ford and T model.
Yeah.
He went to school riding, making open to the Macintosh.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Go on, let me set the mosquito.
I hope you got him.
I think I missed him. I may have killed him, but he went away.
Mr. Weaver, old Buster's getting so sick he can't hardly get in between the steering wheel anymore. You notice that?
Yes, and I'll keep telling him to quit eating at night and filling up and going lying down, and he'll do that.
Yeah.
Just eat all he can and go and lie down, and that'll make you, that'll make you fat. Put on too much weight.
Well, he's gonna have to do something. He's getting out of those cars. He's gonna have trouble getting out of the car.
He can't. He has to jack him up to get under him. He can't get on one unless he jacks it up.
He has to jack it way up.
Yeah. Someday he wants to go and fall on him.
Yeah.
He gets stuck.
Of course, so much fat that won't hurt him.
Mr. Weaver, I was in there the other day at Buck Weaver's, and I had a little something I wanted to bring up with him. I told him all these people out in the countryside, you know, who got these big street lights in front of the place, afraid somebody's going to come around. Well, now they got one down here. Miss Bessie's got one. And I went down there one night, it was about bedtime, and I rattled on the front door, and she couldn't hear. And I went around the back door and rattled, she couldn't hear. And I finally went to the window. I heard them in there. You want to go around a little?
Yeah.
And I just, the light was on all the time, and I just wondered why, what good that light did. And you know what he said? He said if it was him, he'd just soon have some guineas.
Some guineas?
Yes.
Buck did?
Yeah. Anything?
He's done sure tell it. Now there ain't nothing there.
If anything comes around, they'll tell it.
Yes, it is. You know it, but tell you they'll tell no matter what they are, and you may run and see about it when it don't mount nothing.
Yeah.
They'll do that.
Well, now you take an old dog go through there. If they know him, they won't let on.
No, if he's one of the buddies, strange dog comes up, they will.
Yeah.
My dogs, I can tell if they know you if you come up when they bark.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
Oh, uh-huh. I'll go by the way they bark.
And I can tell if it's a house cat near it, or if it's another dog.
Oh, really?
Or if it's a puppy coming out there. Mine's every one crazy about a puppy.
Who are they?
Every one of them. Every dog I got have had several years. Now, a little puppy, you know, get out there, they'll beg for it. All of them want it to come to them. Every one of them will.
Is that right? But
even some of them yesterday climbed the fence trying to get out.
Well, what do you know? Is that right?
Well, that'll feel a little bit different.
Yes, and they are foolish about puppies.
Yeah, every one of them is. But now listen, they don't like a German police and those kind of dogs.
Oh, they don't.
They don't like that. But yeah. A hound, it doesn't make any difference.
Yeah. Oh, man, it already feels different. Yes, sir.
I've got to get me some more pepper. That is nice cake. It takes too long to fool.
Yes, it wastes your time, don't it?
One thing I was fooling along as he was watching and learning.
Well, how
you? Where's that fella from? What tribe of people is he? Could you tell?
Mr. Weaver says, "What tribe people is he, Faye, that fella?"
You got me, Mr. Weaver.
He belongs. He wears his hair pigtail, you know, Mr. Weaver.
Yeah, I know that they. A lot of them belongs to something I don't know, and of course, I'd like to help anybody. It don't make any difference who it is. I'd like to see anyone do well. I've never figured out, never heard no one say why they're doing that. Someone told me the other day said something about them rebelling against, let's see, how did they put that?
The establishment, Mr.
Yeah,
Weaver.
Something.
The establishment. You're the establishment, aren't you?
Yeah. I reckon so. I don't know what it is, but I haven't got it figured out yet. I reckon I'm too dumb to figure it out.
I can't stand
beard. I bet one of my friends one time that $5 that I'd wear a mustache long as he would.
Yeah.
And I
wore
them 3 weeks and I cut them off and going to pay him $5 to get rid of those mustaches. And when I happened to see him after that, I couldn't see him to see if he'd cut his off. And we both cut them off the same Saturday morning, and we're going to pay the other $5, and we've seen each other. We didn't know each other. And I said, "Well, you can bet with all the people you want, I'll never do it again." And I can't stand that on my face.
I don't care for it either.
I can't. About 2 years ago, I don't know what it was, but I couldn't get a razor to cut my beard. And I had some of the best German-made razors could be bought, and they always was good.
Yeah.
And I could make one of them cut. And I know I used to be good at it. Not use the same things I used. And never could make them cut. They changed something in the soap. I related to that partly. And I never could use a safety razor until here about a year ago. I even got a used electric razor for a long time. Of course, that just gives you a day old shave. When you run an electric razor over.
I wondered what you think about that.
Hadn't
it?
Just like you had a day old shave. Yeah. You'd like to shave today and tomorrow. That's about as close as you'll get.
Yeah.
And with electric razor. But there, I like those in the wintertime, but they ain't so good in the summer.
Yeah.
Man, they don't cut good in the summertime. You're sweating to get. Well, no, but a razor will cut good.
Yeah.
But these don't cut as good in the summer as do when
no.
they're sweating.
No,
I guess. Electric clippers either.
Yeah.
You have to keep a lot of oil on them. You see, oil them, clean them every time you use them, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, now, when I used to barber every day, you know, I'd drop a drop or two of oil once in a while on them, you see, and clean them. And, at night, I'd clean them up and oil them at night. Then the next day, I didn't put no oil on. Because if you ain't careful, a little of that oil get on people, and it's hard to get off, and people wouldn't like it, you know.
Mr. Weaver, how would you go about getting some more of those electric shears?
I don't know. When I go to Gainesville, I never go, you see, and I don't want to drive up there.
Well, I'm going in the morning about 10 o'clock. You want to go then?
About 10?
10 or 11, somewhere along there.
What time are you coming back?
Oh, I'll be coming back about 2 o'clock.
About 2? Well, see, you're going to work, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I can go tomorrow or not. But I'd sure... I'd like to go to see the notebooks. That's why I was planning on going. Now, house, see, they did have some pretty good clippers.
Oh, did they?
Medium price clippers.
They won't have them in the store, Mr. Weaver, anymore. They don't have hardly anything in the store. It's all order.
Well, heck, I can guess if I can get a whole catalog. I can, but I'd like to see these clippers before I of course, I can look at the picture and tell pretty good, but I'd rather see the clippers before I buy them.
Yes.
I know one of my friend barbers bought a pair there, and he paid $25 or $30 for them.
Oh.
And he said, this pretty good.
Well, now, if you could, you know, if you knew what he got.
He did. It cost over $7 or $8. Don't believe that. I don't believe it's any good to start with.
Yeah.
Just tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Now, those I had up there were just medium-priced clippers. They weren't. But I'd had them. Oh, I've had those.
Well, it looks like you wouldn't be able to take some, take a pair of clippers off one of the barbers who, they... They wear them out?
I better not get none from a barber. He might tell on me.
No.
Yeah, he could make it cost me some money. And some of them would if I was to mention it to him. Now, there's some of my friends. There's some boys that I taught how. I wouldn't let them know I cut a head of half or anything. I'd have to pay $50, maybe $150.
Is that right?
Yeah. So I have to keep my eyes keep quiet about clippers.
No, I see.
I have to tell you, Mister.
I don't like to do this. I don't like to go ahead and do anything. It's really against the law. But if it gets too much on the path, I think it's kind of dirty. That.
Oh yes.
You see, I was sick and couldn't work and had to sell my shop.
Yeah.
When they first started that law. Well, now they need me to go to Jacksonville and spend it. If I went over a year to college, I'd be out $2,000.
Yeah.
Cost me at least $2,000 to get a license.
Yeah.
Well, now then, me being a barber here and old barber here, I ought to be able to maybe pay a little extra. I wouldn't mind paying extra and getting it. But I've tried to get some of them to help me. I ain't never got them to promise they will, but then when the test come, they don't do it.
Yeah.
Just see if I could get them. Tried to pay some of them, buy their books from them, study it so I could answer the question. I know how to do the work, but they've got a lot of questions in there I've never studied, you see.
Yeah.
And I got to learn that.
Oh, yes. You have to... After knowing the new book.
If you can't answer the questions that they ask you, now then they won't let you use any mold cure, and it absolutely take a mold off of anybody and never leave nothing, no bad effect.
They won't let you use it?
No, sir, now. I tried to get one of my friends, ask him if he had something put on and if I could buy some. And I used to keep it sitting in the barbershop. You come in with a ward on there, if you only took off, I took it off 25 cents. What would a doctor charge you now to take it off?
Yeah.
Use the same darn thing that I was using in the barbershop.
Yeah.
I'd take it off 25 cents.
Yeah.
And in 2 weeks, you wouldn't see a scar. That's where it was on your face, old ward.
Yeah.
And it would never hurt you either. Only it hurt when you first put it on there.
And you just bought that from the...
Barber supply. And that's the way I do.
Is that right? Well, now, you know these warts come on cows.
Well, they're some of them, if you get them bruised, keep them hurting them, will kill them too and cause a cancer.
Yeah. Well, these calves, you know, and they've got a little vaccination you can give them and they'll come right on. Disappear.
Well, all you had to do is take a toothpick and touch this here and put right on that there on a cow or anything. I had them on my face, my sister did, and I took them all. I bought a bottle of them.
But they don't let them use it now?
No, they don't let them use it now. And if I used to use it now and they found it out, I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
Anything you take off, you have to send to the lab, I guess, have it tested.
Well, this here, this is tested. I used it about 25, 30
yeah,
years.
Right. Yeah.
I tested it thoroughly myself.
Yeah.
Because I don't believe that they could test it any more than I did, because I don't know it to people I helped out with that. I bought it for myself to take them off my face so I could shave, not to cut them. And I'd take them off for other people, you know, and then I'd shave right on over, not done. And I've never known.
You know, Mr. Weaver, the things we talk about sort of stay in my mind. I have thought any number of times about those primitive Baptists that, you know, we were talking about last time. And, you know, I used to know some of those people, and I miss them.
I'll tell you what you could do. You could go back when I was a boy, you know. You could go in town out of way, and a fella walked in the store, a stranger. If he walked in a store, he as a merchant would sell, if he is a primitive Baptist.
Say about your business, you are. We just talking.
if he walked in a store and a merchant would sell him anything he wanted on credit, because he wouldn't buy merch.
Yeah.
And if he didn't pay that bill, he didn't stay in that church.
Right.
You remember that, don't
you? Oh, I'm telling you, they just like oak. You could count on them.
You could depend on them. If they told you anything, you could bet on that.
How do you figure they did that? They had people get to be like that. And there's a lot of people like that then.
There's a lot of them. Well, you take the Missionary Baptist, and there are other churches that would... Well, it was, but
the primitive Baptists
lived with from the first beginning of the Bible to the last part of it.
Yes.
Well, so many people now in lots of places like that the old part of the Bible is done away with.
Yes.
Well, listen, it's the foundation of the rest of it. It's just like if you don't have a good foundation, you build a high building and it goes right on down.
Ideas.
I don't understand it myself.
Yeah.
I may be dumb, and I don't, of course, I know, I don't.
Now, how long has it been since you were associated with any of those people, Mr. Williams?
Well, I haven't been to Primitive Baptist only when I'd go back up in Alabama. I'd go up there after I came to Florida.
Yeah.
I've been to any of them down here. They have a few around in places now, I think.
Do you think they do?
Up towards Lake City, or Lake Butler, did have some churches up in there.
You don't see any around here?
No, there ain't none right around
and
here.
Haven't for a long time.
The Missionary Baptists ain't like it used to be.
No, not for a long time. No.
Well, they're preaching too much for money.
Oh, yeah.
Old Primitive Baptists, you didn't pay them no salary.
That's right.
And did you ever see one of them wanting to put the welfare person? And got along fine. I never did.
They were never out asking for money, was they?
No. And they went every Friday afternoon somewhere and preached Saturday and Saturday night and Sunday.
Yeah.
They went somewhere.
Yeah.
They used to leave on Friday afternoon and go and be there. Then they'd preach Saturdays and Saturday and Sundays. And then they'd go back home Sunday afternoon.
And take care of their own business, wouldn't they?
Take care of their own business. And they always had plenty to eat, plenty of corn and everything.
Yes, and
I never seen one of them that didn't.
And they weren't close with it.
No, sir. They'd help. Someone got sick, they seen they had something to eat.
Yeah.
Well, that's in the Bible to do that. But not many people practice it now. I don't like I used to. I did when I was able to work and could. I never did turn no one down. I didn't turn up a nigger in distress. I'd help anybody. I'm not partial to a tribe of people, because here's the way I look at it. The Lord made us all, and one of us is no better than the other if we act as good.
Yeah.
Now, I can act dirty with you. I can act dirty to you, and I won't be. But if I treat you right and you treat me right, you're as good as I am, and I'm as good as you are. That's the way I look at it.
Well, now, you see, I never was primitive. I wasn't even associated with them. But I always had respect for them, Mr. Weaver.
Everybody else does. Respects them more than do anybody else, because they know good and well that they practice the Bible more than any other denomination.
I wonder if they knew, if they realized that they had influence out there with people.
Yeah, they know that they had it, but they know that the people as far as